This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jam. Something we all have done in our life is break some bad news to someone that we really care for, and it's not fun.
Krista, I'm pregnant and it's yours.
Well, that's not fun. I'm done with having kids.
I expect child support.
Okay.
Alimony.
Well, we are married, so I guess. Mm-hmm.
Well, good thing you didn't tell me. I would have run away.
Yeah, I know. That is very true.
I would be in Alaska if somebody got pregnant with my kid.
Being a parent, again, is very, very special, and it's a big responsibility. Nah. So speaking about a parent, we have Mark on the phone. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Well, I've been better, but I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. So tell us what's going on.
Well, I just have some bad news that I had to break to my daughter. She goes to school. She's at UW-Madison. And we had a conversation with my wife and her about her plans for the summer. And so she wants to come home and live with us for the summer. And we said, sure, that's fine. That's great with us. But what she failed to tell us is that she wants her boyfriend, evidently, now to live with us as well. I'm not crazy about this guy. He's kind of a deadbeat. He works at a tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
He's just kind of a directionless kind of dude, you know? And
degenerate.
So what happens is, the way we found out about this is that he showed up at our door today, this morning, and he said, hey, you know, where I put my stuff. And I'm going like, what are you doing here?
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
And I guess he told him it's okay, but he didn't come with her. He got here before her. And she's not even out of school yet. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? So I told him, you know, take a hike. And so anyway, I got to call Cassidy now and just tell her that, you know, that's not going to work. And if she's going to hold tight with that, she's not going to stay here for the summer.
Not only that, Mark, you got to call Cassidy and tell her that you just kicked her boyfriend out on the street.
Exactly. I think he feels bad about that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a good deal.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, that is your place. And I wouldn't just assume as a kid, but, you know,
Krista,
I'm not her.
I'm moving in.
No, you're already having my child. You're not moving in, too. It's not happening.
All these no's this morning.
Sorry, my man. Okay. So how do you think she's going to respond to this?
Well, not well, because she is a strong-willed young lady, and she's not going to like it. She likes to get her way, and maybe that's our fault. But you know, it's not going to be good. I could just tell you that.
We are going to mute our line. You will be able to hear us, but she will not. All right, but we'll chime in to help you out. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Breaking bad news.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, did I catch you at a bad time?
No. That's good. What's going on?
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'll just get right to it. Listen, we had a visit. A visitor with some clothes and bags and stuff showed up on the front porch. It's your boyfriend.
Whoops.
Teehee.
Yeah. So he said to us that you had told him, we, meaning you and he, were going to live with us for the summer as soon as your school semester is over. Does that sound familiar to you, honey?
Well, yeah, Dad, you told me that I can live there over the summer, right?
I did. And we expected to see. We expect to see you. We didn't expect to see him.
Well, I'll be there in a couple weeks, but yeah, he's just going to stay in the room with me.
Hell no!
Well, no.
No.
He's not going to stay in the room with you.
Nakedness.
That is not negotiable, Cassidy. That's just not right.
She's going to get pregnant.
Okay, but Dad,
you know what?
Nothing's going to happen. It's just, I didn't want him to be in any other room in the house because I didn't want him to take up space. As we're willing to have me be in my bedroom for the summer, he's just going to be there too.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's, honey, he's not. He cannot stay here.
All right, let's,
you know what?
Let's
we're not into that. You'll wind up pregnant or something.
Let's break in. Good morning, Cassidy.
Yeah.
Hi, Cassidy.
What's up,
girl?
Hello.
Listen up, girl. This is.
What's going on, Dad? Well, where are you?
Well, Dad is at home, and we are actually calling from a radio station, just a little one right here in Madison, called Kristen in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. That's Aaron. Say hi.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
That's Shady.
Hi.
And I'm Krista.
Yay. And,
yay.
You just told everyone in Madison that a lie when you said you and your boyfriend weren't going to do anything in your room when we both know.
Gosh.
Come on now.
Come on.
Girl. Come on, Dad was doing something nice for you, letting you move in, but, you know, bringing in the man to think he can just move in like that. We can't have that. Your dad doesn't want you to get pregnant.
You know.
Okay, I'm super confused as to what's going on. My dad's not doing anything nice for me. I'm his daughter. I have a right to live with him. And I don't know what... Dad, you called a radio station to tell them, no, my boyfriend can't live with us over the summer?
Yes. You just need some help.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. Yep. I did.
I mean,
I don't understand.
Well, you'll understand when you get a little older and you become a parent that now I understand my mom. You're not going to do that under my roof. And that's basically what your dad's saying.
Yeah.
Not under his roof.
Actually, you're not going to do him under my roof.
Breathe air? That's all we're going to do. It's just for summer.
We're just going to study, Dad.
Come on, Cassidy. We know better than that. The guys that I work with, Shady and Aaron, they're young buxom boys. That's all they think about.
What?
No, because listen, my boyfriend works a lot, okay? He's at his job all the time.
Oh, he got you there then.
He'll be at the house.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Maybe he can just sleep there.
Yeah.
There you go.
And buy his own apartment since he has a job.
This poor guy.
I know.
Whoever this guy is, I kind of feel bad for this poor,
I don't.
This poor fellow.
That's okay.
You can't sleep at a tattoo parlor, Dad. You know that.
I know that. I know that very well. I can see it. Yeah, I know where he works. Mm-hmm.
So listen, Cassidy, if it comes to this, either you know, go by your dad's rules and you can be at his home, but your boyfriend can't. Or I guess, you know, Mark, if it's that way, are you willing to be like, well, honey, you can't live with me either then?
Cassidy, your mom and I talked about this and the deal comes down to this. Mm-hmm. He doesn't come along. And if you insist on him coming along, then you're going to have to find a place for the summer yourself.
Go, Dad!
Dad,
so,
Mom did not agree to that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, yes, she did.
And she
did. You're welcome to, you know, when we're done here, you can give her a call.
There
she'll,
you go.
She'll set you straight.
It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Hey, what's going on? Yes, indeed, it's a brand new segment to the morning show right here every single Friday. I'm super excited. It's called Fit and Fabulous. Ladies, this is a segment dedicated to you, women's health. So it's all an exciting time. I would love to introduce to you, by the way, we're on Facebook Live. Say hello to my co-host on Girl Talk, Jessa Jeremiah, General Manager of Wisconsin 57. What's going on, girl?
Good morning. I love being here, Krista.
Yay!
Thanks for having us.
I love you. Also, Karina Cade, CEO and creative head at Crade Made Entertainment. What's going on, beautiful?
Hey, this is my first time here, so thanks for having me.
Yes, honey.
Fun.
I'm excited. So, yes, every single week, the lovely ladies from Girl Talk will join myself. And, of course, we're on TV every single week, so that's always fun. Speaking about fun, always having a great time. Say hello to my own personal trainer, Hans, master trainer at Pinnacle Health and Fitness. What's up, my man?
Krista, it is good to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm super excited for you to be here. So today we are all talking about how to get your body in shape. Now, I've been working out with Hans for quite a while. My body is kind of like it was wrecked. Oh. I didn't feel good. I injured myself like 14 years ago. I have acute scoliosis. I have sciatica damage. So I was like, I really need help. So I went to Hans. He's been helping me get very, very strong. I'm really happy about it. And then, of course, I want some badass arms. And so, Hans, you're my man. But here we go. Hans, when it comes to getting our mindset straight as women, how do we go about getting into this?
Yeah, Krista, you know, I'm glad you brought up that word mindset because, you know, the longer I work as a trainer, the more I realize your mindset coming into your relationship with fitness is one of the most important determinants of if you're going to be successful. You know, if you're just coming in to say, I just want to get ready for the summer, I just want to lose 20 pounds, that short-term and unrealistic mindset it's tough to work with because it's just going to be a challenge to finish through. And so when your mindset is, I want to be in this for the long term, I want to start small and build something, that mindset is much more going to lead to something that you can succeed in the long term. Your mindset, you start with preparation. Like, what do I need to succeed? Do I have the logistics set? Do I have good athletic shoes? Do I have the clothes that I need? Do I have time in my schedule to get this done?
You know,
all those logistics are things that you need to think through before you even start doing any type of exercise. So you want to be prepared. You want to have realistic expectations. You want to think through the logistics. But then you also want to think of, do I have the commitment to finish this through? If this is just an 8-week transformation, in my experience as a trainer, it's going to be hard to just get all your results in 8 weeks. But if your mindset is, I'm going to start small, I'm going to build, and this is going to be a long-term thing to add, that mindset, in my experience, has been much more successful in the long term.
Yeah, I love how he brought that up, because we're all moms, and finding the time to commit is sometimes a challenge for a lot of women, but we can find it. We can make that happen. And also, I love that you said that you can't just like come in one day and expect, oh my God, my body after 8 hours of working out is going to look the bomb.
Right. And I think I like how you said, like, it's the stick-to-itiveness, right? This is about a lifestyle change. So if you get your mind around that, I also like how you mentioned the clothes, because sometimes my shoes is literally what gets me to the gym, right? Because I have shoes that I love. So yeah, make yourself feel good while you're there and looking good.
It makes sense, because anything else we do in life, any project, personal, professional, if we really want to make this happen, we're going to take a little bit of time on the front end, make sure we have everything that we need to succeed before we even start the project. So yes, we look at shoes a lot, and there's a lot of shoes I want to replace at the gym. So something as simple as let's have the right shoes so we can be set up for success is a great place to start.
Maybe that'll be the next episode. We'll do a makeover, a shoe makeover next time we have you, Hans.
And I think I might be in that category because I definitely don't have good shoes. So maybe that's why I don't go.
We're in like the right mindset, we're ready to get to work. I want pipes like Krista. She probably thinks I'm a weirdo because I'm always looking at her arms. So how do I get started?
Thanks,
What's
Hans.
The first step?
Yeah. Great question, Jessa. You know, I developed something called the Faithful Four. Now, the Faithful Four is called the Faithful Four because it's faithful in that it's with you at all times. My clients are super busy. Your audience, I'm guessing, is you guys are super busy. And so you're saying, how do I find the time to do this stuff? Equipment gets in the way. The Faithful Four is four exercises that we all know, but do we do them? The Faithful Four are the following: push-ups and sit-ups, squats and lunges. Push-ups, sit-ups, squats and lunges. Simple, right? When's the last time you did it? Right?
Right.
I don't want to answer either.
Krista can testify. She did push-ups earlier this week with me. Her push-ups are getting fantastic. You like her arms. It is because of push-ups. We don't like to do them, but when we do them, we will see success. The Faithful Four, they're always with you at all times. My challenge is to say, do these Faithful Four, push-ups, sit-ups, squats, and lunges, 3 days a week. We'll talk about reps and sets maybe later on, but you show me 3 days a week for two solid weeks, then we'll build something else into it. But that's absolutely where to start. If you come to Pinnacle, you're going to see every client that I work with doing some version of those four exercises at every session all day. They're faithful, they're time-tested for a reason, because they do get results.
And I love it, because the more you do it, the stronger you are and the more you can do, which is great. Then I know personally that I'm getting stronger because I can do more.
And then as a trainer, my job is to take those push-ups and make them more challenging, and that's part two. But for part one today, this is a great place to start. Again, we all know them. I'm not telling you something you don't know.
Right.
But the question then is, have you done them? Are you seeing the results? And really, with fitness, it is a long-term game. If it's an 8-week transformation, you're not going to see it. If this is a long-term thing that you can do over, you know, months and even years, yes, I'm talking years, you're going to just be more successful and, you know, have the story like Krista does.
I like how you start with keeping it simple. You know, it's not complicated. You just got to get started. So start with the simple things, and then you'll help us move into more complicated moves.
A good trainer will always do that. A good trainer is happy to give you more. But again, I tell clients, show me that you can do the basics, and then I'm happy to give you more. And that's my challenge for the first 2 weeks is do this 3 days a week, and I'm happy to give you more after that.
And it's not intimidating. It doesn't sound, especially with the name Faithful Four, I feel like I could do this definitely. But I'm curious, if ladies do this 2 to 3 times a week, what's next? What happens after that?
Yeah. So, you know, one of my things is cardio is king. I do believe cardiovascular health is super important. But going for a run, going for a bike ride is intimidating and it requires more preparation than these four exercises. So, you know, if somebody were to say, I can do the Faithful Four 3 days a week, but I kind of have a little bit more in me that I'd like to do, I absolutely think the next thing is a 20-minute walk. Mm. That sounds simple, but show me you can do the 20-minute walk. Mm. And again, we can progress that to more things. Now you're going to get some muscular health with the Faithful Four, a little bit more cardiovascular movement, and everybody in this culture could afford to move more. That's definitely one of my experiences.
Absolutely.
Take your Faithful Four, add a 20-minute walk, do that 3 days a week, and I'm happy to, you know, come back next time and take that to the next level.
I love that. We're on Facebook Live, by the way. Tina says, hey, what's going on, Hans? Matt says, hi. Tina's like, listen, I need to join a gym. So Tina, obviously hooking up with our boy Hans is perfect for you. And I love the fact, too, when it comes to Hans, he truly listens to what you want. He's not going to say, this is what I want you to do. He allows me to be like, these are my goals. This is what I want to achieve. And how do we get that? So it's just really important for overall health.
Well, it's obviously
in general.
Working because you look amazing.
You're adorable. I love you, Jess, though. So, of course, if you want to get in with our boy Hans, you can, because now you can join his own Facebook group on Facebook.
Yeah, I started this because as I was thinking about being here on Fit and Fabulous, I thought, well, it's radio. I can't see the audience out there, and I want to definitely give them resources. And so I created a Facebook group so that I can demonstrate by video some of the things that I'm talking about. But then if people want to participate, if you're ready for this, if you're ready to say, I want to do the Faithful Four, maybe the 20-minute walk, and then check in with the group, we have some, you know, accountability. I can help you take it to the next step before I come back on your show you know, in a couple of weeks. And so I just thought that's a nice kind of offline, not offline, but off radio place to have, you know, a community of people get together and have more resources to the things that we're talking about here.
I love that. And once again, we will put up all Hans's information on our Facebook page so you can get in and join and just get a great body. Frankie on Facebook said, I need this. I'm starting the Faithful Four. Listen to that. I love
That's
that.
Awesome.
Once again, Fit and Fabulous, my ladies from Girl Talk, Karina, I love you, girl. Jessa,
thanks.
Love you, girl. I will see you
here,
ladies. And then Hans will be back each and every month because, again, I want to, you know, share things in my life that I enjoy and that make me happy. And that's my boy, Hans, again, from Pinnacle Health and Fitness. So thank you so much for being a part of this. And until next time.
See you next time.
All right, later.
It's Shady on 93.1 Jams, and you need to be a Friends with Benefits member. Right, Krista? Krista. Hey, Krista.
What's going on? Where am I? What is the meaning of life? That's a good question, Krista. Thank you, Krista. Oh, I guess we're back inside my head. Whoever said laughter is the best medicine clearly has never broken their ribs before. Comic-Con is a great place to see what your favorite superheroes would look like if they let themselves go. Vegetarians think eating dead cows is inhumane, but isn't that better than the alternative? I wouldn't want to eat a cow that's still alive. Or would I? Based on how much they practice, guys are probably way better than girls at hand jobs.
Erta Krista. Hello? Hello?
Oh, shoot, I'm talking right now. Yeah, just go to madtownjams.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, rate songs, earn points, and start winning great prizes now.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.